So I've got a question for you, Chris. This is from Gary, the milkman in Exeter, who loves the podcast. Thank you very much for your email, Gary. He wants to know, why is, when he's listening to a piece of music or indeed watching the Olympics and a gold medal is won, why does he get tingles down his spine, goosebumps, and perhaps even be drawn to tears? What's happening biologically?
I think, Gary, that this is all down to something called mirror neurons. And there was a paper in Nature Neuroscience a few weeks ago, and they were looking at Olympic sportsmen, and they were looking at specifically basketball players, and they showed that pro basketball players, when they were watching footage of people trying to put a ball into a basket, even though they didn't show them all the footage, they just showed them that the ball in the hand of the thrower, and just up to the moment when they threw it, and then they stopped the footage and said which balls are going to go into the basket or not. And the pro players were able to correctly, 70% of the time, just by looking at the hand position of these people, work out whether they were going to get a basket. And what they did at the same time was to measure the activity of the muscles in the subject's hands. And they found that what these people were doing was superimposing what they saw was the position of the thrower's hands onto their own motor areas of their brain in order to work out and compare what that thrower was doing compared with what they would do in the same circumstances in order to work out what they thought was going to happen. So this is an elegant way of showing that when we experience the world around us, we superimpose what we're seeing other people doing, what we're seeing going on around us, onto our own internal sort of map of the world, these mirror neurons, and these reflect the behaviour of other people, showing us what sorts of emotions they're experiencing or what they're thinking, helping us to predict what they're going to do and therefore how to react and respond to them. So when someone feels sad, it makes you feel a bit sad, you feel their pain, and this means that you can then put yourself in their shoes so you know how to respond appropriately. It's all about empathy. So I think that probably what Gary's feeling is the effect of his mirror neurons, because pretty much all bits of the brain have these neurons, especially the bits of the brain that sense anxiety, fear, disgust, and maybe even motor and visual things.
So a little part of us also winning those gold medals. Now, we're going to devote next week's show to catching up with your fantastic questions. So do send us more. The email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Now, it's only a couple of days, pretty much, until the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider, actually gets turned on. And we can all read in the newspapers the scare stories that have been bounding around, people saying there's going to be black holes and we're going to blow up the Earth and all that kind of thing. Well, to address some of that, we've got Ben Alanak here. He's a particle physicist from the University of Cambridge. He's hopefully going to help us to understand a bit more about how the LHC actually is going to work. So, Ben, welcome to The Naked Scientist. Great to have you with us.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Well, first of all, let's have a look at what some people are saying, because we've got Bruce in America, Julian in South Africa, Joshua's emailed us, and also Steve is on the line from Essex, all with the same question. Steve, welcome to The Naked Scientist.
Hello there.
What was it that your main concern was?
Basically, it is to do with the black holes. Really, just how safe are the experiments at the Large Hadron Collider?
Yeah, good question. basically, the experiments we know from current data are safe. And the reason that we know that they're safe is that there are cosmic rays that have been measured zipping around with about a billion times more energy than each of the beams in the experiment. And they basically, if there was going to be some big problem caused by collisions of protons, they would have already caused the problem and wiped out stars and planets and stuff that are around us. So we know from current data from astrophysics that there's going to be no problem, basically, no safety issue.
So are the same sorts of particles with the same sorts of energies that we're going to be seeing in CERN next week already hitting the Earth? Is that what you're saying, Ben?
Absolutely.
And
with even more
energy. 4.5 billion years.
Yeah, so that's correct, yeah.
So I reckon that's probably pretty damning evidence that everything's okay, Steve.
Hopefully.
Will you be tuning in to the kickoff on Wednesday?
Yes, I'm keeping a close eye on it.
Thanks for joining us, Steve. Good to have you on the show.
Don't worry.
Okay.
That's Steve from Essex.